This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
China just passed the U.S. in the fast lane. I'm David Brancaccio. Companies are now betting more on growth in China than they do in the U.S. This is measured by something called foreign direct investment, and the U.N. now says China has overtaken the U.S. by this measure. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here.
Right, David. We're not talking about buying stocks and companies here. This is about foreign businesses building new factories, starting new subsidiaries in other countries. It's also mergers and acquisitions. Now, the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development tracks foreign direct investments around the globe, and it says last year, China brought in $163 billion in new direct investments from foreign companies. That's growing 4% from the previous year. The U.S. declined 49%, down to $134 billion. The two countries switched positions in the top two rankings. And this is in line with China being the only major economy last year to grow despite the pandemic.
Right. Foreign direct investment, though, is not a topic likely to light up a Zoom cocktail party, but this number matters.
Right, which Zoom cocktail party are you going to, David? Look, these are the kinds of investments that can immediately produce jobs, so they matter. For example, we saw Tesla last year accelerate production at a factory in China instead of building cars in the U.S. and shipping them out. That's foreign direct investment. The question now is whether this shift with China overtaking the U.S. is a temporary blip or something more permanent.
All right, Nova, thank you. While it's a Democratic Party-controlled House and Senate now, it's still very close in the Senate, and the Biden administration's new pandemic stimulus aspirations are getting some pushback from Republicans. On Mondays, we look at the week ahead from economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives in New York.
I mean, it feels like a productive negotiation still. They were never going to just sign on to the $1.9 trillion, but both sides are talking and I'm starting to get to specifics. So far, so good, I would say.
Okay. Federal Reserve meets about the economy and interest rates midweek, an announcement Wednesday. No huge shock expected. I'll let you know if that happens. But on Thursday, the official economic growth number for September through the end of the year. What do you think?
Well, we're looking for a solid growth number for Q4, but the composition of that matters. So growth steadily weakened through Q4. So strongest in October, weaker in November, weaker still in December, and that's the motivation for the stimulus package. The disease is still with us, the virus is still with us, and it's still taking a toll on the economy, and it will continue to do so until we get that under control.
Economist Julia Coronado, Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you.
My pleasure.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
College enrollment is down during pandemic, including at community colleges, where it's down 10%. That's creating problems that could linger, Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
When job losses started climbing last spring, Kathy Ulibarri, the director of New Mexico Independent Community Colleges, expected what she'd seen in other recessions. More people out of work would mean higher enrollment as people began to seek out new job skills.
The pandemic turned all of that on its head. We saw unemployment spiking in our state, but the students were not coming to the colleges.
In New Mexico alone, enrollments in the fall dropped by 15%. And this semester, it's expected to drop another 12%. That's because this isn't a typical recession. Justin Ortegas is a professor of higher education at the University of Florida. He says community colleges often attract students who are on the fence about continuing school.
So if you're considering college or not, and you're in the midst of a pandemic where the economy is kind of at a standstill, you may not be as excited to go earn that credential to prepare yourself for the labor market.
Especially when so many people aren't quite laid off. They're furloughed, expecting to return to jobs. Kathy Ulibarri says there's another factor.
Our public schools, in large part, went to either hybrid or remote learning. And so our students who are parents found themselves in a position of having to stay home to help manage their own children's education.
Community colleges are also public institutions. They're dependent on state funding, which is based in part on enrollment. Now those numbers are down and state budgets aren't doing so well.
The storm right now for community colleges is a perfect one. It's actually very terrible financially for them.
Jackson Nell is an analyst at EAB, a consulting firm. Nell says these colleges never really recovered from lost funding during the Great Recession. He also worries that people who don't enroll now may never do so, especially those from communities of color. Their enrollment is down by 30%.
What will happen is you could have kind of a tremendous skill gap that exists both in the short term, but becomes increasingly more acute over time.
Both Nell and Kathy Ulibarri in New Mexico say that even after the economy stabilizes, community college will not be the first priority for prospective students.
They're going to be looking for opportunities to get back to work, to support their families and stabilize themselves financially.
And that may translate to more lean years for community colleges. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
And we are from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.